95.3 The Bullet, Steve Summers, Ryan Sartori, your morning stampede, getting ready for the brew. Coming up this Thursday night, Michael Palasek will be your main entertainer. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Very good. So did the brouhaha thing kind of throw you off too, like it did Ryan when he got here?
How did it throw Ryan off? I haven't been following it.
He didn't understand that there's like three comedy dates in our series, so we're calling it the brouhaha for one for each date.
I didn't get thrown off, but now I see the secret.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it was a secret to me too, Michael. I was.
I feel like I'm in the Illuminati now. Like I get it.
Yeah, right, yeah. You're an official member. So we got 3 inches of snow yesterday, and you're in LA. You're coming up this way. Are you ready for the snow again? I know you're from Indiana.
Yeah, I love the snow. I love driving in the snow because it's like I'm turning left. Now I'm doing a donut. Hi, strangers. Like, it really brings people together.
No, yeah, there was a couple people doing donuts this morning on the way to work. Or I guess the other day on the way to work.
You have to be nice to people in the winter because you might need them to save your life. Like, that's what's good about Chicago winter.
That's very true. Never thought of it that way. So be nice to us when you see us on the roadway. So what do you like to eat when you tour around and go to different venues, different cities? What's your one go-to food?
Pizza. Pizza. I eat pizza everywhere. Yeah.
Pizza. Yeah, we have some real good pizza in Rockford. So not a Domino's, some real good locations.
You know, when you work late, you have to go. You have to do all the places. So I have a place in my heart for all of the establishments.
Even the ones that serve cardboard for pizza.
I would not say that. I can't believe that you said it.
Well, I've watched the show Last Comic Standing many times. You were a top 5 finalist, weren't you? What season were you on?
The last one they had. I was the last of the last.
Okay, and did that pay off? Did it show dividends for you, or was it like, well, that was a waste of my time?
That's a very funny question. Like, how's your career going? Has it been a waste of time, or has it been fun? Has it been fun or a complete waste of your time? 5 years looking back. No, I feel like in stand-up, first of all, the shows are always fun. And then secondly, when you get to be on TV, it's always a privilege and blessing, whatever you would call it. And I feel like it was one of those things. And we did like a 78 theater tour afterwards, city theater tour. So even looking back, that was a really good time. And it's all steps.
A lot of times. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But a lot of times those shows, Last Comic Standing, anything like that, it's all publicity, getting your name out there and just trying to make it as a comic, right?
Well, they also give you $250,000 if you win. So I would say it's an awful lot.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, if you win.
Good, I don't feel so bad. Yeah, he screwed that up too.
Set your sights on the big money, that's for sure. But along the way.
Along the way, I feel like everybody has a thing that makes them like a household name or whatever. And so you never know what that is. So you just got, in my opinion, kind of do everything.
Sure, sure. So you're coming to Rockford. What is your kind of comedy style? Are you more of a storyteller? Are you more of just a punchline guy, kind of like an Anthony Jeselnik? Like, what's your style?
Well, I would say I have stories with punchlines.
Okay.
So I'm not like my jokes aren't short, but the laughs are close together. And it's all about me and my life or how I perceive the world. I'm not like a character or anything like that. Just, I try to be as close to who I am in real life on stage. And
Do you like beer?
Do I like beer?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I like beer. Yeah.
At Prairie Street Brewing Company, where the brew, ha-ha, you're the second ha and the ha-ha-ha.
I'm the second ha?
You're the second ha. Coming up on this upcoming Thursday night, you will get a Screw City Light from Prairie Street Brewing Company, and you're going to love it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, and that's one of the best parts about being a comedian is doing the cool different locations that have their different things they offer. And I'm really excited about Prairie Street.
All right, it's Thursday night. We will see you there. Michael Palasek, everybody!
Yay!
Thank you!
All right,
Thank you,
tickets. Get your tickets now at thebullrockford.com. Thanks, Michael!
Yep, no problem.